Sound you can hear is a dog with heavy breathing coming up behind me. And ahead of me is my mum with Vance, and I have my cane here. And we're walking along outside the outer harbour at the Sovereign Harbour in Eastbourne. Some fog has just rolled in off the sea. There was quite heavy fog earlier, but then blue sky when we got down here. And then the fog is coming in again. That dog sounds very eager behind. You think, Mum?
Yeah, I think
they
quite like that one.
Sorry. Might be able to hear on the recording the wash coming in from a boat that's gone out. It's quite a doggy destination, this.
Is she say hello?
She can. She's not working at the moment.
Oh, thank you.
There's a good boy. She's got really soft
hair. Gentle.
Really soft. Really soft.
What's his name?
Vance.
Yeah. Vance.
Oh, he's a big doggy. Like a horse, for you. Yeah. A big winter coat on.
Hello.
Hello.
Be gentle. Gentle like the cats. One more touch. No, gentle. Don't grab. Broke.
Thank you. Yeah, he'll
so
put
much.
Up with a lot. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Not keen on saying hello.
Funny. He does that. I'm going to sit here and just look beautiful.
Yeah, yes.
And he just looked straight ahead. He didn't show any interest in me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he prefers toddlers, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets babies.
They just make noises.
Yeah.
If the baby had squealed, he might have turned around.
Yeah, definitely.
So have you still got the tactile here?
Yes. Well, swing it again.
Just see what kind they use.
Sort of two bricks across. A bit like the railway station. That's one and then there's one.
Oh, they're corduroys. Yeah, all right.
Is
fair enough.
Brilliant?
Well, there's no... There's nothing to say really what they should use at that point.
Okay.
Corduroys, I would probably use them.
Well, it's reassuring for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, I mean they're usually used to mark bottom tops of steps and that sort of thing, and they're meant to be just like a warning that there's something. Basically, step over this when you know what's on the other side.
Yeah. You don't. You.
Yeah.
It's a good probably 6 foot drop.
Is it?
You could do yourself harm.
That's the kind of thing where when I'm exploring on holiday, I'll get to the edge of it and then think, oh, let's just hop off this and see what happens.
Well, you can always use your cane to see the length of it.
It's true.
The length, the drop.
The height.
One of them.
The differential between the bottom and the top.
That's scaffolding now, they've encased it in plastic. I would imagine it's quite dangerous working here with wind.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
And they could seal the edges with teak so it's all stuck.
I always thought this was probably a bit dodgy getting a house at this point here, where you're not protected by the seawall and the locks. No, because I wondered about that with the other side, because there's a huge amount of housing on the other side.
The other side of this.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get the view, but you'd have to be protected.
Yeah, I'd rather have the view of the harbour. Are you talking to my phone? Shut up. I don't know why my friend was talking to me. Disgusting animal. We're going to have a look at the lock.
Yes, we'll go back that way if you like.
Yeah, thank you. It's quite eerie just hearing the sounds of the vessels out there. It sounds like something with quite a big engine out there somewhere.
We've completely lost any visibility we have.
Yeah.
Warehouse,
they say.
We don't
want
visitors today.
Just a big
furry one.
You can do a fair pace on those.
All those people sitting out having their lunch will have been enveloped.
Surprised we haven't had any foghorns or bells or anything. Yeah. Can you see the other side of the lock?
Yeah.
So that must be, what, 30 metres away? Okay. Yeah, got it. Thank you. We're going up. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I think what he's doing is checking the dog smell.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. It gets on the scent of one, that's it. Do you want me to walk you down a bit, or you walk down?
I'll walk down a bit in a second.
Yeah, there's a big one coming in
little mast there, so not a proper boat. Yeah, I will. I'm just going over here, so. Over this side, I think they're just starting to let all the water in on the from the they're opening the gates up on the seaside, so you can hear the water absolutely thundering through. Sorry for the beeping on my camera. I'm trying to multitask. really? The reason I looked over there is they were opening the gates on that side, so all the water was rushing in.